Adam, what do you got for us?
Morning, gents. I believe you might have been talking about a bit of an incident up at Edgar's Road earlier on this morning. What I can tell you about that is we've arrested two men after a pursuit that started in the eastern suburbs and ended up in the northern suburbs. We had some calls about 4:10 a.m. this morning about a Nissan Navara Ute with a blown tyre travelling on the eastern freeway. Strangely enough, it was sparking up a bit. Our officers have patrolled the area and located it on the Greensboro Road, travelling at about 30 to 40 k's an hour. We've kept an eye on it from the distance and saw it cross over onto the wrong side of the road near the Simpson Barracks there. We've then decided to try and stop it and intercept it. Driver's refused to pull over. He's gone onto the Western Ring Road and it's alleged that he's rammed a couple of police cars there. It's exited at Edgar's Road. Attempted to get back onto the ring road by going the wrong way down then off-ramp there. We've then stopped the ute, arrested the male driver and passenger. They're currently assisting us with our inquiries. But we do want to speak to anyone that may have witnessed the incident or who does have dash cam footage, so asking them to contact Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000.
Okay, and that's mandatory jail, is it not, ramming a police car?
I believe they're in a bit of trouble there, so we'll just see how that pans out.
Plus doing all this, doing all this on three wheels.
So you might have lost one or two more tyres along the journey there as well. So we're just firming up further details.
Excellent. And we've got a confirmation of a similar thing from the rumour file from yesterday. It'll be in the rumour file this morning. Adam? Penalties and offences include up to 20 years in jail for intentionally driving at an officer, up to 10 years for recklessly driving at an officer, and 5 years for damaging a police vehicle. But it is my understanding also that that is mandatory, that you must get a jail sentence for ramming a police vehicle. Mind you, it'll be interesting to speak with your counterpart in various cities in America this morning to say what are the penalties for setting fire to a police vehicle, for example. Is that mandatory jail?